Every year, as we come to the end of the church year, the church gives to us readings that are about the end of the world. Next week is the last week of the church year. It's Christ the King, so it's the readings won't be about the end, but today's are, and then beginning with Advent, as we prepare for the coming of the Lord to celebrate that, the church looks back to see what happened as we look forward. And that's essentially what we have today as well. We have these readings about things that are going to be happening in the world. We hear from the prophet Malachi, for instance, that the days are coming like an oven, and it's going to burn things up, and everything will be like stubble. Except, he said, that for those who fear the name of the Lord, there will be the Son of Justice that's going to rise with his healing rays. Now, we look at all of these things, and we say to ourselves, what exactly does that mean? First of all, it's pretty clear that we're not talking about the end of the world in that reading, because in the end of the world, everything is going to be destroyed. Everything. Now, I guess we can take a little bit of consolation. We look back to the time of Noah. God said that the world would not be destroyed by a flood. It's a good thing. Then we look at St. Peter, and he reminds us the world's going to be destroyed in a fire. Not just the world, the entire universe is going to pass away in fire. It's all going to be melted away. So that's not exactly happy news. But when we look at the reading then from Malachi and what he's talking about, we recognize that that's going to be the indicator. We are not, as our Lord reminded us, he said, people are saying it's time, I'm he, this is the time, don't listen to him. This isn't the end of the world, but it's the end of an era. And when that happens, it works as a prefiguration for what will happen at the end of the world. So we can look back, for instance, at the year 70. Back in the year 70, Jerusalem was destroyed. And exactly the things that our Lord talked about in the gospel happened, that there would not be one stone left upon another. More than 1 million Jewish people were killed in a day by the Roman soldiers, and then they burned the entire city. Jerusalem is the only city in the ancient world that was burned to the ground. People think about Rome while Nero was playing his fiddle. A quarter of the city of Rome was burned. The entirety of the city of Jerusalem was burned. The fire was so hot that it melted the gold that was up on the top of the temple. Because the ashlars were so huge, the stones that made the temple, they didn't need to use any kind of mortar. And so the gold melted and it ran down in between them. And so when the thieves came, they turned over all the stones. So literally there was not one stone upon another because they wanted to get the gold out from in between the stones. So exactly what Jesus talked about happened. That being the case, the Jews, the people of Israel, looked at Jerusalem as a symbol of the universe. And it was all burned. When we listen to what Malachi said about the fact that there would be two different groups of people, all of those who are bad people are going to be burned up, but those who believe in the name of the Lord, fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Justice is going to rise. Think back to 1973. Our Lady appeared in a place called Akita in Japan. And there, she told us that fire would fall from the sky. It would kill the greater part of humanity. Exactly what we hear. And so, she said it's going to be so bad, in fact, that the living will envy the dead, thinking they had the better part. So this isn't just going to be a cakewalk that we're going to have to be dealing with. Now, when our Lord was asked, what are the signs that this is going to happen? He said, oh, listen, there are a whole bunch of things. He said there are going to be wars, insurrections. There will be nations rising against nations, powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues in various places. That's been happening for 2,000 years. So we can look at all the different things going on in the world right now. It's like, yeah, that's been happening. There are wars, there are rumors of wars, there are earthquakes, there are plagues, there are famines, there are floods. All this has been going on. But the one thing that hasn't been going on all the time is the mighty signs in the sky. Now, in Jerusalem, back in the year 70, the people were seeing all kinds of things in the sky. There were horses and chariots, and there were people that were declaring what was coming and so on. They saw that in the night sky. We haven't seen anything like that. But I think back to what happened this last week. Normally, even where we are in the Twin Cities is too far south to see the Northern Lights. And yet, not only did we see the Northern Lights, but they saw them down in New Mexico, Arizona, Alabama, Georgia, even into Mexico itself. Almost unheard of. It reminded me, the first thing that came to my mind was what happened back in 1938. Remember in 1917, Our Lady told us that there would be a Second World War. And she said, the sign that the Second World War is about to begin is that there would be a night that would be illuminated by a light from an unknown cause. And the Northern Lights were so bright, it came all the way south through Europe so that everyone could see them. A rare occasion. Now, we can look at it today and say, well, there was an X-class flare from the sun that came, and that's why it happened. Yes, scientifically, that's what happened. Was this a sign of some sort? I don't know. We'll only know that when we can look back at it. But what we can say is that it was certainly an unusual kind of happening. The Northern Lights aren't unusual, but the Northern Lights going all the way down to Mexico, that's almost unheard of. So some extraordinary thing is going on in our day. When Our Lady talked about the signs that we could look for, when she spoke at Akita, she said, cardinal will be against cardinal, and bishop will be against bishop, and that she herself would be hated, that the priests that were dedicated to her would be shunned by their confreres. Throughout the history of the church, it's been rare that the bishops and the cardinals are going to be in opposition. It's happening regularly today. And then we look even at what again happened just last week. The Vatican releases a document saying that we can't use certain terms for our Blessed Lady that have been used for centuries. It's like, it seems to me that exactly what Our Lady was talking about in 1973 are happening. And I say all of that not to try to scare anybody, but to be able to say we need to be prepared. We have been called, even by the Second Vatican Council, to learn to watch the signs of the times. We need to be aware of these things. We need to ask ourselves then, what's our response? Number one, first and foremost, the absolute most necessary thing, make sure you are in the state of grace. If you haven't been to confession for a while, please, please, please get to confession. Get your soul in the state of sanctifying grace. And then keep it that way. Get rid of the areas of sin and live the way St. Paul was talking about in the second reading, to be an example to others, to live a holy life in this world. If we do that, it's not going to be popular because this world has been given over. The Lord told us, and Satan himself told us, the Lord called Satan the prince of this world. Satan's the one who said, all the kingdoms of the world have been handed over to me. So if you're going to try to live a truly holy life, you're going to be rejected. And when we even hear in the gospel today, our Lord saying parents will be handed over by parents and brothers and relatives and be put to death and so on, we like to think that's not going to happen. Just think back 5 years ago. If you didn't get a certain shot, you weren't invited for Christmas. If there were children over playing at somebody's house, they called the police. Families stopped talking to one another because you didn't believe this or you did believe this. Don't think this isn't going to happen. All you need to do is instill a little bit of fear, which is what they did back in 2020. And people were willing to do anything because they were so afraid. That was fear of getting sick. What's going to happen when we talk about something way bigger? So we just need to make sure that we're prepared spiritually. What's your prayer life look like? Are you praying regularly? Is it in good order? Are you striving for holiness? Are you really working to get away from the worldliness and to live a truly holy Catholic life? That's what we have to be about. If we're doing that, as we heard in the first reading, then the Son of Justice with his healing rays are going to heal us. So we just need to look to the Lord. We need to know that all of this is ultimately for the good. He's going to purify things. And when we see what happened to the temple, we remember the prophet Jeremiah said, "Do not have faith in the words, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord." The people would say, "Oh no, the Lord's temple is right here, so nothing's going to happen to us." Yeah, they said the same thing about the Ark of the Covenant, and then the Philistines took it. The temple was destroyed, as we just heard. We're going to see the same thing. We're going to see the same pattern. When the end of the world comes, the people will be able to look back at our time. They'll say, "What happened back then?" They can look back to the year 70, just as we can, and say, "What happened then?" So that they can be prepared. In the year 70, it was on a Jewish feast day, Yom Kippur, that they decided, I think it was Yom Kippur, anyway, that's when the Romans decide. So it was a day when all the Jewish people had to come to Jerusalem. And that's when they decided to attack. Destroyed all those people in one day. And burned the city. So we just need to be prepared. We need to keep our souls in the state of grace. We need to keep our focus on the Lord. And we need to be aware to learn to read the signs of the times. It doesn't take a genius to recognize that we're not living in good times. And so be very careful. Keep yourself prepared spiritually. Be ready for anything. Because the time is short. We don't know when it's going to happen. I have no idea. Somebody rather brilliantly, I thought, pointed out that 2033 be the 2000th year of our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. Maybe that's when it is. I have no idea. So I'm not trying to stand up here and prophesy what's coming. I'm just telling you, read the signs of the times. Get your soul in the state of grace. Be prepared, because we don't know the day or the hour, but we can certainly know that this is the time.